Pals, once more, it's me, Alan O'Leary. Welcome you with a Balearic codger to Copperplate Time number 416 here, the finest of Irish traditional music in the next 90 minutes, hoping to keep you raptured and glued to your listening device. Mighty music like this, a fine set of jigs from the one and only Dervish. Thank you. fine set of jigs there from one of Ireland's foremost groups, Dervish. Three lovely jigs, the Rakes of Clonmel, the Kool A jig, and Out on the Road. And quite apt that, because Dervish are out on the road here in UK during the next week or so. A couple of dates coming up on Friday the 25th, they're in Selby Town Hall. 26th, they're here in London in King's Place. 27th is the Connaught Theatre in Worthing, and then 28th they're doing the Nettlebed Folk Club in Oxford. A chance to catch the wonderful Dervish on tour here in UK. Anyway, great to be with you guys and gals, of course, and I hope you're looking forward to an hour together to sharing some mighty fine music and some ramblings from my balding patch indeed, just to keep you amused and entertained during the cold nights of November. Here's a fine set from Angela Carberry and Dan Bruder's great album called Back in Time. I've gone for Highland and Strathspey, The Green Grow, The Rushes O, Stirling Castle, and Lady Ramsay's Strathspey. Takes a bit of saying, first thing off. As I say, Dan Bruder and Angelina Carberry from Back in Time. Unusual Strathspey there. Prior to that, the Highland Green Grow, the Rushes O, and Miss Ramsay's Strathspey indeed. From Dan Bruder and Angelina Carberry from Back in Time indeed. A couple of new CDs to introduce to you, and thank you very much for sending them, especially it goes out to Michael Rooney, one of Ireland's most treasured musicians ever. Tracy's old path is really great. Composer of lovely new tunes as well, fine harpist and a concertina player as well. He's usually teamed up with his partner June McCormick on flute, and I think this is about the third album they've made, and this is it's very, very beautiful thing called Dríocht Tobanachol, the well of music indeed. I've chosen these two reels, Drag Her Around the Road and James Murray's Number Two. Lovely playing there, as I say, from Michael Rooney on harp and June McCormick on flute there from their album Dríocht, or Tobar na Ceol indeed, as I say. Thanks for sending it to us on www.dríochtmusic.com, DRAIOCHT music.com. It'll get you to them. And well worth looking into indeed. And time for a song indeed from the ladies, and congratulations to Maureen Ní Gheolaíoch, who during last week's RTE Folk Awards won Best Singer and Best Track from her new CD, Roisin Reimagined. Maureen Ní Gheolaíoch and the Irish Chamber Orchestra. She's taken some of our finest Gaelic songs with the orchestra and recorded them beautifully. It's a lot of it's unradio friendly because a lot of the tracks are over 7 minutes long and that sort of thing. But here's one I like very, very much indeed. She recorded it with Kieran Galvin on an early Danu's CD. And I've always loved this song. It's got beautiful words in it indeed. It's Colleen na Urla Don from, as I say, Maureen Ní Gheolaíoch, with much congratulations to you. Well deserved.
Is the knob likewise? her features round. Excel the lady brown, and her wrinkles can't be found in salons. If I had £1,000, I would lay the money down. The master will come say Lord Roger. The Hoger Mishta alone, the Ramishta known, our Fardigas near Valpatun Verbote. So I beg you, let me loan Scar the blooded of the Valentine of Lona. If I made my friends with you, or to go along with you, gallant did the father of Eltharin. I believe I'll stay at home and never go to Rome. Shaffner with the ladder. When I go to bed at night, no sleep can I entice, but lying at my side in sore grief. By this and that indeed, and the Bible we do read, ni scarring light, adding it not at all. My treasure, wealth, and store, we shall be forevermore. Thar of Alilam, spirit, mag, and they just thought. Before I misbehave, that of Alanisha Harkin always falls on. My charming lovey day, my heart is in a flame. To hold the wrong, I get a dinge the warson. If you don't ease my grief and grant me some relief, Jean Chalifers could hardly play the wrong cheat. Jean Chalifers could hardly play the wrong. Jean Chalifers, her heart, take me, let go.
Lovely, lovely music as always from those two guys indeed. John Regan on box and John and my old pal Patsy Maloney on flute, of course. Last spotted at the Ennis Tradfest last weekend and in the finest of company as always. I was very jealous indeed. Like to have been with you guys. Okie doke, sending out greetings to Patsy. We'll be returning to Birmingham in a couple of tracks, because they got the Tradfest coming up there next weekend, so we'll give that a little nod as well. But I'm going to take a track first from the wonderful Liz and Yvonne Kane and their lovely album In Memory of Paddy Fahey. I've chosen Jigs, Rosemary Lane, one of Paddy Fahey's, and Bernie from Britus, as I say, from the Kane sisters. Gorgeous playing of Liz and Yvonne Kane with John Blake on piano there from their album In Memory of Paddy Fahey. Indeed, brings back many happy memories of Paddy to me as well. Indeed, great, great man indeed. Just to return back one space again, you can tell I'm enjoying the music already, can't you? I forgot to tell you that the two hornpipes played by John Regan and Patsy Maloney were the Wily Old Bachelor and the West End hornpipes indeed. And if I do that in future, don't forget there's always I put a full playlist on our website at copperplatemailorder.com for every show. So even if you don't catch the name, or I forget to give it, or I'm mumbling too much as usual, you can always find out all the information you need at copperplatemailorder.com. Time for a song indeed, and what a song indeed from what a singer indeed. going to turn to Sean Tyrrell from his beautiful album And So the Story Goes, which he made in the company of Kevin Glackenfiddle and Ronan Brown Pipes. Beautiful album, as I say, called And So the Story Goes. La-di-da-di-da. This is the man for Galway. No better man for Galway than Paddy Fahey.
To drink a toast, or a proper roast, or a bale of all the cases. To steal your wife, to take your life, a 10 or 15 paces. To keep game cocks, or to hunt the fox, or to drink and punch the Solway. With dead skillior, but fun far more, oh, that's the man for Galway. With dead skillior, but fun far more, oh, that's the man for Galway. Well, the king of Oud was mighty proud, so were once the Caesars. But old Giles here, he'd make him stare if he had him with the Galway Blazers. To the divil I fling, I'll run, Jeet Singh. He was only a prince in a small way. He knew nothing at all about a 6 foot wall. He'd never do for Galway. He knew nothing at all about a 6 foot wall. He'd never do for Galway. No great shakes, they're all as blood relations. And the bod can sneeze at the grim Chinese, for they come from the Phoenicians. Let's fill to the brim, and here's to him who would drink and punch the Solway. With dead skillior, but fun far more, that's the man for Galway. With dead skillior, but fun far more, that's the man for Galway.
No one could match up with a man from Galway, indeed, says I. Followed by that great jig, the rambling pitchfork there, as I say. Sean Tyrrell, Kevin Lecken, and Ronan Brown from And So the Story Goes. Available to you from copperplatemailorder.com. Well, moving along swiftly, he says, next weekend there's a great big Tradfest in Birmingham over here in UK, and lots of people are at it, like the Mulcahys and Martin O'Connor's trio, and the Mulcahys and Tara Brian and Padraig Rin and people like that. Thought I'd play a couple of tracks and wish them all the very best and have a great weekend up there. I'm sure you will with the company you're going to be keeping up there. Going to play a track from the Mulcahys, and it's going to be specially for Roger Armit over there. He lives in a lovely place up in Norfolk called Thorpe St. Andrew. That sounds very old-fashioned, does it? I'd love to imagine what it was like up there in Thorpe St. Andrew. But great to talk to you with today, Robert, and he's a big fan of the Mulcahy. So going to play this particular track as well, because it features Louise's flute playing, and he's a big fan of that indeed. Her and Mick play The Vox in the Thatch, The Snow on the Mountain, and The Killyglass Lakes indeed. All heading to Birmingham. Gorgeous jigs there, played by the Mulcahy's, as I say, from their great album, The Real Note, indeed, which is a real joy, and heading its way to Robert over there in Norfolk, and I know you're going to enjoy it. Maybe you could get along to Birmingham to see them live next weekend, indeed, as I say, at the Birmingham Tradfest. Also appearing there is Martin O'Connor's trio, Martin Cahill, and the great Jamie O'Dowd. They'll live up the place indeed. I'm going to play this particular track. I like it very much. It's from the album. It's the title track from the album The Road West by Martin O'Connor. And it describes the road that goes from Galway City out to Clifton, out to Connemara. And it's a bendy, twisty, treacherous road that we've all done. And yeah, just reminded me, Last time I'd done it, I went out to Clifton to meet up with Mike Harding, and I think I left my watch or something behind, and I had to go out and get that back again, so I had to do it twice. Penance indeed for my stupidity. Here we go, Martin O'Connor and The Road West. Let's hope it doesn't end that abruptly. As I say, a treacherous road, if ever there was one. The Road West, Martin O'Connor, and in the finest of form there. One of his own compositions as well. Fine piece of work indeed. Sets the whole mood for the trip. Just remind you, listen to Copperplate Time 416. Me, Alan O'Leary, enjoying himself, listening to and sharing some music with you, as my friend Brian in Leitrim used to say, "Hey, Mr. Gagan over there, where else would you get it?" Thinking of your old buddy. Going to take a track from another album I love very much, The Pride of the West, John Wynn and John McAvoy, a flute and fiddle duet of the finest order. Although I'm going to take John's particular solo in this particular hour, John McAvoy's that is, because he plays the crate reel, the crib of perches, which I finally got my daughter to learn anyway. Attack. The crib of perches, the tinker's stick, and Come Up to the Room, I Want Ye, from John McAvoy and Pride of the West. mighty, mighty fine playing there. John McAvoy from his album with John Wynn, The Pride of the West. Another treasure to be found at copperplatemailorder.com. Also, this one, a recent addition to Andy Martin's album, Will We Give It a Go? It's quite tight, isn't it? A couple of reels here that he collected from John Carty, the first one. Anyway, Caught in the Surf. Composition of the late Seamus Hennigan, and then one of Brian Rooney's compositions called Good Man Noel, as I say, from Andy Martin and Co. from Will We Give It a Go? Why not? Fine playing there, Andy Martin and John Carty in duet almost there, as I say, from Andy's fine album, Will We Give It a Go, which features a lot of John Carty's music as well in it as well, I think it's fairly safe to say indeed. Yeah, let's send that out to a dear friend who is in touch, Robert Hopper, over there at Evanston in America, and thanks for your lovely note you sent me and the good vibes entailed. And you tell me you'd be listening to me while you're driving. I hope we don't incur any fines or drive you off the road or anything like that by giving you a shout out there. Thanks, Robert, for all your generosity and support, indeed. Okay, now we've got a gig coming up here in London in Hammersmith Irish Centre, Cultural Centre, with Niamh Dunn. She's supporting her launching her new album called Tides. From it, this is the beautiful song, The Raven.
You're a raven, at once you are three. Are you a fountain?
Well, great playing indeed. That's a beautiful album called The Bank of Turf that I sourced during the recent festival, Return to London Festival, featuring the talents of Tommy Fitzharris on flute and Donald McCaig on fiddle. That's not the title of the first one as far as I'm concerned. That's the Tyre Road to Sligo or something like that, but they call it The Bank of Turf. And then the beautiful reel, The Moving Bogs, which is a great favourite of mine as well. No problem with that one, lads. We'll have to have words with you about that indeed, I say. But it's a beautiful album, The Bank of Turf, as I say. Tommy Fitzharris and Donald McCaig and contact details. No, there's no website. Bits and Pieces 2011 at hotmail.com if you want to pursue it. That'll get you in touch with Donald McCaig and his beautiful album. I'm sure he'll have a way of getting it to you if that's up your street indeed. Last week I showed you my great delight at discovering the CD that the Baruma Trio that Eileen O'Brien sent me, and it's absolute delight. I think it's just a fabulous album, and from it I'm going to feature the talents of Andy McNamara on accordion, Eileen O'Brien on fiddle, and Jolene Cotter on piano. Two reels, The Happy Man, one of Paddy O'Brien's, and then one of Paddy Taylor's, my dear old Paddy's friend Paddy Taylor. Beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. The Baruma Trio there, Eileen O'Brien, Andrew Mack, and Geraldine Cotter on piano. Two gorgeous reels, played to perfection indeed. EileenO'BrienFiddle.com, you can trace that and buy it in your dozens. It's absolutely fabulous and will be a friend for life, I can assure you. I'm absolutely delighted to have discovered that. Thank you very much, Eileen, for sending me. And thank you for all your support as well down the wire, down the years. Well, all your sharing on Facebook for me. I only got 3 shares on the last one, and 2 of them were my kids. I'm just wondering, am I getting out of your favour, or am I getting old-fashioned, or are you going off me? Come on, weigh in and support Copperplate. I thank you. And while I'm saying that, thanks very much to our dear friend Christophe Poncet over there in France for his kind donation to the support of copperplatemailorder.com. Thank you very much, Christophe. It's always great to hear from you, and you're always full of fun indeed. Don't forget, there is a button for you to donate to the support Copperplate distribution and the podcast that we do, particularly the podcast, because the overheads are going up so much. All the paperwork that has to be done as well, that's a pain also. But as I say, we do like doing it every week, and that might be under threat at the moment indeed. So anyway, thanks to all of you who have supported, including Robert Hopper as well, and thanks a lot, as I say, much appreciated. And it's nice to know your work is appreciated that much, that you would donate X amount monthly to the support of my work. Thanks very much indeed. So this is going out to you, my dear friend Christoph. It's a track from, there's a bit of papers running around on me, from Mick O'Brien's great album, along with Crivino Rattala, the Deadly Buzz CD, which I love very, very much. And this goes out to you, Robert Hopper, as well. As I mentioned earlier, you're a big fan of Mick's. The Dublin Lads, the Taproom, and the Liffey Banks from the Deadly Buzzers. Mighty playing there again, Mick O'Brien and Quivino O'Rahala. They're from the Deadly Buzz, three great reels, the Dublin Lads, in the Tap Room, and the Liffey Banks. Play the Liffey Banks, especially for Rosie, my daughter. It's one of her favourite tunes. The Liffey Banks, indeed. Taking a track from Johnny Connolly's album, The Swallow's Tale, here. two great slip jigs, Nicanavan's Barna and the Pudgy Nor Afferta. And I'm going to play these specially for Michael Clarkson over there in Belfast, who's a big fan of Johnny Con playing. And then we'll include Peter Smith down there in Hassocks and West Sussex as well. Hope you enjoy these particular slip jigs. They're brilliant. Lovely note to finish on there. The late, great Johnny Connolly there with two gorgeous slippery jigs. The Canavan's Barna and Pardino Rafferta indeed. Okie doke, just to remind you again of the 25th anniversary concert by London Lasses and the launch of their new CD at Conway Hall and Red Lion Square on Friday the 2nd of December. Hope you can all make it, and I'll see you there for some mighty fine music like this from the London Lasses and their album, the one I love the best, The Jig, Scatter the Mud, and then Corktown Harbour, the composition of the great fiddle player from Glasgow, Jimmy McHugh, and then The Holly Bush, played to perfection, as always, by London's London Lasses. version there of the great Finbar Dwyer's reel, Holly Bush Indeed. Going to take a track from Desi Donnelly and Mick McGoldrick's album. As you know, it's a great friend, great favourite of mine at the moment. Just love it dearly, in fact. Here we go with the humours of Carrigar Holt and the Lady's Cup of Tea. Tunes today there by Des Donnelly and Mick McGoldrick on Fipes for a Change. Two gorgeous tunes, the humours of Carrigar Holt, the Lady's Cup of Tea, a scald of the tea, as Camus Innes used to say indeed. Right, strange one coming up. My daughter Claire was heading to Ireland yesterday and phoned me from the airport and said, guess who I bumped into at the airport? No, she always bumps into somebody at the other. And it was our dear friend Ralph McTell, indeed, heading down to Cornwall to do a gig that particular last night, indeed. And so I'm sure that went well. So I'm going to take a track from Ralph's that I haven't heard for a long time. It's his version of it's the Song for Ireland, Phil and June Colclough's great, great song that he recorded many years ago, along with the great Jerry Donoghue on guitar, who sadly can't play anymore. But thinking of you, JD, and all the wonderful music you gave us indeed. And I'm going to play this especially for some of Ralph's fans who I met at the concert at Cadogan Hall a couple of weeks ago. It's great to meet up again with Jenny Melmott and then Ken from Birmingham and the great Linda as well, Linda with the lovely blue eyes indeed. For you and all the great Ralph fans up and down the country, Michael Cohen, and you know who you are anyway. This is Ralph and his version of Song for Ireland.
Walking all the day near tall towers where falcons build their nests. Silver wing they fly, they know a call of freedom in their breast. Saw black head against the sky where twisted rocks they run down to the sea. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets asked for more, stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang a song for Ireland. Talking all the day with true friends who tried to make you stay, telling jokes and news and singing songs to pass the time away. Watched the Galway salmon run like silver dancing, darting in the sun, living on your western shore. Saw summer sunsets, asked for more, stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang a song for Ireland. Dreaming in the night, I see a land where no one needs to fight. But waking in your dawn, I see you crying in morning light, lying where the falcons fly, they twist and turn, all in your air blue sky, living on your western shore. Sore summer sunsets, asked for more, stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang a song for Ireland. Drinking in the day in old pubs where fiddlers love to play, I saw one touch the bow, and he played a reel which seemed so grand and gay. Stood on Dingle Beach and cast in wild foam, we found Atlantic bass, living on your western shore. Saw summer sunsets, asked for more, stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang a song for Ireland.
Great touch of Donoghue's guitar playing there. Ralph McTell and his fabulous version of Song for Ireland, which I love very, very much. And nice to hear that again. I haven't heard it for a while. Long time ago, indeed. Okay, going to play out with this particular one. Very apt for the time of year, as they say, and perfectly in tune with the times. It's the wonderful Sandy Denny and her beautiful song called Late November. that time again, my dear friends. It's time to say goodbye. Thanks very much for your company over the last 90 minutes or so. I hope you heard some music you liked and might like to investigate further, see if you can find out more. Hopefully we'll be very helpful to you at copperplatemailorder.com, our website there, which contains everything you need to know, the playlist for this particular show, with links to the pages that are pertinent to those that are on sale to you at copperplatemailorder.com, and also there's links there to several of our previous shows, and you could amuse yourself for hours. We've got several, two or three new releases up on the website as well, or recent releases anyway, that might be of interest to you, and hopefully you'll spend a few bob with us and buy a few CDs and help the organisation of Copperplate to continue indeed. Thanks very much to Yosu who donated to the support of Copperplate cause. The little link on the front page of copperplatemailorder.com, you can donate there. And thanks to those who have done so, and especially to those regulars who support us on a regular monthly basis indeed. Much appreciated. And it's nice to know that your work is appreciated so much out there by so many of you, particularly got Robert Hopper and Christophe Poncet in mind at the particular moment as I'm speaking to you. But I'd say it's always great to hear from you for whatever reason you want to get in touch. It's copperplate68@gmail.com. And we'll do our best to help you, and or you can help me by helping us further or help us to attain a larger audience for these particular broadcasts. I'm not that au fait with the internet and don't know as much as most of you guys do out there, so if there's any way you can think of us reaching a bigger audience, I'd be grateful to, and love to hear from you. But to those of you who do support us, and thank you very much, those of you who support us, particularly on Copperplate and on Facebook with shares and things like that, we thank you very much for your support and your friendship and your love. Until next time we meet, it's me, Alan O'Leary, wish you all slongafile.